There should be something for everybody in this presentation. I'm going to start off a little slow with some basics. So if you've never done a provisional waiver before, then you will get something out of it in that part of the lecture. But then later on, I'm going to speed up a little bit and I'll lose the newbies. But then people who've done a lot of the waivers, they're going to get some information on some of the nuances of what's going on these days. Okay, so first, what is a provisional waiver? Well, let's back up for a second and go over a little bit of, well, what's inadmissibility, what's admissibility? If you are applying for permanent residence in the United States, you have to meet two basic requirements. You have to have a basis for the visa, and you have to be admissible. The basis for the visa is going to be split into five main categories: family, employment, humanitarian, diversity visa, and special programs. For inadmissibility, it's six main groups. There's unlawful presence, misrepresentation, criminal history, prior removal, 9C, and other. Now, the reason I'm throwing other into one category, it's actually a lot of different types of inadmissibility go into other, and you need to know what they are. But when they're looking at the provisional waivers, they're paying less attention to, quote, other. So they're looking at those other things, but they're spending less time on that. So when the basic process for applying for one of these cases is, first you have to establish the basis. Now, that can be an asylum application or a diversity visa application or a petition for alien relative. For our purposes, most of the cases that you're going to be doing waivers for, it's going to be a petition. So that's the petition step.